Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa. Welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts, at least until we change the name to Breaking Bread with Tom Papa. We hope you're doing well. Hope everything's going okay. Here we are. We're recording on a Monday, actually. Very strange. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even more strange. We've gone through a whole day. So if we sound a little on top of things, it's... Because we are. If we sound fatigued and over it, it's because we are. We don't know how this is going to go. We'll never record it this time. The one thing that will not happen is the leaf blower guy won't come around.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not sure. It could happen. Hope you're doing well. Here we are in the middle, the ass end of February. We went through... Valentine's Day, we're going to get to that, see how all the romance happened in Paulville. Go to tompapa.com and look up your tickets. I'm coming to Ithaca, New York. Both of us are coming to Ithaca, New York on this Friday, Saturday in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
And Friday.
What'd I say? Saturday? Oh, Saturday's at
Newark,
New Jersey.
Only single tickets left for Newark.
Yeah, there's not much left there. I think we can sell probably 100 in Wilkes-Barre. Nice. And then the Village Underground, we have the live Come to Papa next Tuesday with Dave Hill, Paul, Sam Morrell, and Greer Barnes. It's going to be
Dave
a great
Chappelle.
One. And Dave Chappelle, probably.
He's showing up everywhere.
He comes, everyone. Live from here, we're back on the air. I'll be in Minneapolis doing my Out in America at the State Theater on March 2nd. Then we go to my sister's Big City Green fundraiser on the 7th of March. I can't believe we're talking about March already. Fargo, North Dakota, Bismarck, St. Paul, Boise, Bozeman, Dallas, Boston, Mamaroneck, Newton, New Jersey. It goes on and on and on. So look up all that good stuff. If you go to the website now, you can get my monologues from Live From Here on the main page. So I'm sure my website is in your favorites and just open all the time. You'll have to refresh.
Have you ever wanted Tom's monologue from Live From Here? I have.
Good Get one. It. And it's funny, you know, on my website, it shows a map of the United States and it shows all the places I'm going to be.
Right. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And there's so many on the East Coast that it's just a blob. And then it does this funny arc through Minneapolis, St. Paul, North Dakota, Boise, Idaho. It's funny. You want to talk about a great agent. This is all during the winter. I could not go further north on this tour. The whole South is just sitting there in sunshine. And there's one little arrow down there in Dallas where I'll be doing Live From Here. Who booked this tour?
Hello, Nashville, Atlanta.
Come on.
North Carolina.
For crying out loud. So we hope you guys are doing swell. Here we are. How do you feel now in the middle of February? Most places are so cold. I talked to my friend from Minneapolis today, and she said she's grown up there. She's lived there her whole life. This is the one winter that's breaking her.
Oh, really?
Can't even open her car door the whole way. Has to try and, like, wiggle her way into the car because it's just frozen. Can't leave the house for 3 days at a time because you'll just die. It's just been brutal. School's canceled. Just so harsh, and more snow on the way. And you could just hear it in her voice. She was just done.
Oh, no. So that's the thing, is I feel like this is our worst winter.
It is.
It's been in the 50s. for the last several weeks, and it's breaking me.
And we know it may be different than 50 below, but to us, it's all relative. And this is like the first day of sunshine we've had in like a week. It's been hard on everybody. You know, look, we're sensitive little snowflakes out here in California, but that doesn't mean that our suffering isn't real. It's real.
Right. It's all perspective.
Yeah. Things here are damp.
When it's not perfect, it bothers people.
Yeah. Why else would we live here? The traffic's terrible. We come out for show business. They do all the shooting in Vancouver and Atlanta. The only reason we're here is to have a couple nice days. I'd like an 80-degree day. I wish I had enough money. I could take all of our listeners and send us all down to Haiti. And we could attack the rebels. There's unrest there right now.
Yeah.
So we could go in there with some bottled water, take over the government, and live happily ever after. So...
Well, you've been going to the Cayman Islands a couple times a week for money laundering purposes, so that's why you don't have a perspective on this winter.
I was only there once, but I'm going back, and it's going to be hot. No, but Ithaca, what's that going to be like? That's going to be cold.
That's going to be cold.
Wilkes-Barre, that's going to be cold. Newark, probably cold.
Yeah, Newark will just have, like, the smoke of the pollution might keep everybody warm. Doesn't that insulate it?
In Newark?
Or is that the clean New Jersey?
It's a whole new New Jersey now.
Yeah.
Everything's clean and bright. So wait, let's get right to it. Tell me about Valentine's Day. I'll tell you about my Valentine's Day. You start.
I was working.
What?
I woke up at 5 in the morning and flew to Wichita, Kansas in order get to a show in an hour. Like, as soon as I got there, rushed to the show, and then it's like one of those huge, like, corporate meetings that's been going on since like 2 o'clock, and I've got to do like a show in this, like,
you know, were in the corporate meeting.
No, you know when they have like a double ballroom with the dance floor,
uh-huh,
and they're raffling off like Kansas City Chiefs jerseys.
Right.
And then now the comedian, and everyone's going to the open bar and all that kind of stuff.
It was rough.
Well, the funny thing is there was a guy, like a local person, who must have begged to get on the show. And he was like, yeah, I'll do 25. And I was like, it's pretty rough. Like, I go, you're going to want to, like, get in and get out of there. Like, 25. Don't be a hero. He's like, oh, you're saying it's not going to go well? I was like, well, no, but I just have to, I'm the one that's going to have to, like, close this thing. So,
oh, no.
So, but it was one of those where, you know, you got to do a little crowd work, talk to a few people, finally get everybody going. And then the last 15 or 20 minutes, they're listening to everything and it goes fine, but nobody knows
how.
He learned a lesson, a valuable lesson. I think there's a lot.
How long a set?
I think he did 7, maybe.
Oof.
Yeah, it was.
He was walking up there thinking 25.
He was sweating. He was could not believe that people weren't right on board with the jokes.
Who was this? I mean, who was the group?
It was like some kind of. It was like a farm bureau, but it was like all of their customers.
Right.
So it was like what's his name? There's a guy who plays for the Knicks, Ron Baker. He's from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh.
Like the one guy from Wichita plays for the Knicks, and his dad was there.
Oh boy.
So I talked to his dad. but yeah, it's a, you know, and it took me back because I was like, oh, do you remember when you were so new, you're like, how this could never not go well.
Yeah. Yeah. Also when you're starting out, most of your gigs are like that. Most
right.
of your gigs are just hellfire.
and sometimes you have no idea how bad they're going until like,
how long did you do?
I did 45. That's all I was supposed to do.
Right.
So
happy Valentine's Day. And this was in the afternoon?
No, this was like, you know, I rushed to get there at 7, probably.
Okay. And then did your gig. And then, so then went right from there. I could, after a gig like that, you don't hang out. You go right to your room.
Right. It was, I'm trying to think if I even went to eat. Because that's the thing is, like, it was so rush, like, 5 in the morning, getting up for the flight. Like, thankfully, I went out of Burbank somehow to get to Wichita, which was lucky for me.
Cause, yeah.
Because the extra 3 hours at LAX would have broken me, probably. But...
Well, I went to Colorado.
Yeah, you had a couple of shows.
I was working as well. I had one of those super bumpy. Remember, I left at like, I don't know, 5 in the morning on Thursday. Was it Thursday? Yeah, I guess it was Thursday. Yeah, on Valentine's Day.
No, Thursday was Valentine's Day, yeah.
So I left on Thursday in the morning at 5 in the morning, and it was a storm at 5 in the morning here in L.A.
Just right, pouring. Yeah, that's when I left.
Yeah, just pouring.
Mm-hmm.
And so we drive down there in the middle of all that. There was like an accident. There was like, you know, normally there's no traffic.
Yeah, it was bad.
And then get on the plane, and it's just like in a tornado, just one of those where the stewardesses aren't allowed to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2.5 hours just bouncing across the country. Finally get there, land, get in a car, get whisked all the way up into the mountains, like on a curvy mountain road. And I think I have something, I think I have earwax or something. You know when your ears are clogged, they
yeah.
don't unclog, and you're kind of like, makes you a little dizzy?
Mm-hmm.
I had that.
Oh.
And then get into the car.
Makes you dizzy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had that?
No, I've had
really?
Just like I never had earaches or anything like that when I was a kid. So there's like, I think it was like last month.
We're Italian, so we fill up with a lot of wax.
But do you ever get actual like ear infections
olive oil,
or is just wax?
Olives, peppers.
I've never heard of this.
Anchovies.
Man.
It's all in our ears.
You don't do the thing where you like blow the stuff in your ear and
to get the wax out?
Yeah.
I just bought a kit at CVS today.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I have to travel on Wednesday.
That doesn't work, does it?
I'm going to find out. When I went to the doctor, he for my physical, he reached in there with like a coat hanger and took out a what looked like a Slim Jim.
No
so when
way.
It when yeah so when it clogs and that's where your equilibrium is in your ears.
Oh man!
One time when I was younger, I was in New York. And I was going to see Neil Young with my friend at the Beacon. And I was in my apartment, and I had flown, and I just couldn't... It just wasn't popping, like, all day after the flight. And I held my nose and, you know, did the pressure thing. And I heard a poop, like a pop
mm-hmm.
in my one ear. The room started spinning.
Oh, my gosh.
Just complete, like...
Jeez.
On the ground... Couldn't lift my head for like a couple hours. It was a mess.
So
I have a sensitivity on this one side. And, you know, with how much we travel, you got to kind of tend to it. It's not as big a deal as I'm making it out. Like, but it does make you a little, you know, when you look at your phone in a car,
yeah.
you get a little nauseous.
You have vertigo or something?
It's not like that. I mean, I guess that one incident was.
Yeah, because that sounds
bad. When I hear that people have vertigo, my heart breaks for them. Yeah. That is a horrible... Steve Agee gets vertigo sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a comedian friend of ours. And he, it's just, how do you live your life?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you can't.
Crazy.
The whole world is spinning. So, anyway, I, with this kind of funky ear feeling, then go up higher than Denver, up near Vail. It was like up there, Silverthorne, cool little town, Frisco, all these like cool little towns leading up to Vail and Breckenridge and all these. You know, beautiful mountains and whatever. It's nice. And the show was great. It was like Chris Voth opened. Mm-hmm. You know him from Denver. Very funny guy. And then we had a good dinner with me and the girl who was driving me and Chris. And that was our Valentine's. It was like a sold-out show. Beautiful people. Great time.
But was it couples or was it?
It was a lot of couples,
okay.
for sure. And... And weird thing, they could the Silverthorne Pavilion, they could bring their own food. As I was up there, I'm like, what's happening? I think that's like a platter. Like, I kept looking, these people had made like caprese, like this giant thing. It was almost like an indoor picnic.
Oh, man.
People. So the show was great. It was awesome. But I'm up now. I don't know where. Like, if Denver's Mile High, Silverthorne's probably about 25,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And get up the next morning, back down the mountain, curvy. Did two shows in Boulder, Colorado, which was beautiful. And then get back on the plane and the same thing, pop, 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 pop.
Oh, wow.
Bouncing through the winds back to LA. I felt like from the time I left at 5 in the morning that I was in a blender.
Oh, man.
The entire, you know, one of those trips where it's like you just want to get home to just to stop moving.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need to be in one place for a while. And I mean, the shows were good. I took care of myself. It was fun. And it was, you know, it wasn't that, but I had to contend with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping for a smooth flight on Wednesday to Philly.
Yeah. Well, I think that must have been, it was like a flight that either the flight that I took back from Florida or one of the first ones we took, I had like a weird pop like you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't deal with it. And I was like, using those crappy, that's why I don't like those AirPods, because even the regular Apple headphones bother my ears, those white ones.
Yeah.
So I usually wear my own. And so I was wearing those all day, and my ear was, like, bothering me. And I was like, oh, I can't wear these headphones. But it turned out, like, I had some kind of ear infection from that thing. And he's like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I've never gotten one, so I don't even know what it feels like. I just thought my ear hurt because of the stupid headphones.
Yeah. So ear stuff is no joke.
Yeah, that's weird that you get dizzy though. That's not,
man. You know when I got to be careful with it. Like when we swim in a pool, if I get water in my ear, then it acerbates that problem.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and when sometimes there's been a couple times when, like in the summer, you don't realize it until you're on a flight, and if you leave out of Burbank on Southwest. Mm-hmm. Burbank is a very short runway, so they punch it and go straight up. Like, the pressure happens so much faster.
Oh, okay.
There have been a couple times where I was, as soon as we take off, and I'm not consciously, like, dealing with the pressure, you know, however you do it, chewing gum, whatever, just using the pressure in your head. If I don't and it just caught me by surprise, just, like, went up, same thing, clogged, and I get sweaty. Like,
oh, wow.
Like things are spinning. It feels like when you've, like if you drink too much.
Yeah.
And the room's spinning and you're sweaty and you're just like, and I know now you just got to close your eyes and ride it out. There's no standing up. I won't make it.
Yeah.
You got to just ride it out and the pressure will pop whatever is in your ear, whatever liquid, the water, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a balloon, like,
oh, really? Man.
Like that. And then everything's normal, like that.
Right.
But it could take 10 minutes for the pressure to get great enough for it to...
Now, but this is what I'm telling you is, like, so I have those Beat headphones that, like, the smaller ones that go in your ear.
Yeah.
And the doctor said that helps.
It, like, helps.
Yeah, if you have them in as you're going up, it kind of, like, protects it from...
I have the Beats that go on the outside of your ears.
Oh, okay. Because, like, I thought you were wearing the Apple ones. I was like, maybe it's because of those.
No, I wear the Beats noise canceling. Oh, they look like the Bose headphones.
Yeah.
But I take those off. Like, if lift off, I've got to kind of like, I'm on it. I'm feeling it.
Right.
There have been a couple times, this will sound a little snotty, when I would fly with Seinfeld on a private jet to go do a show.
Mm-hmm.
And those things. Like, if a regular plane goes 400 miles an hour, you know, I don't know, 200 miles an hour on takeoff.
Right.
Those jets do, like, 600. And they're, like a rocket.
Yeah.
Straight up. And there have been a couple times on that plane where I was like, whew. It's a weird sensation if your ears are cool. But
yeah.
I've, you know, for a long time, I've had to deal with it. The more I'm talking about it now, which I never really talk about it,
more
I'm
really,
starting to think maybe I should do more to.
Yeah,
I have looked into, and I've looked into and gotten confused on what you're supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you supposed to take a Sudafed, a decongestant, or an antihistamine?
Oh, right.
I'm not sure which one. I don't like taking any of that stuff. It makes you.
Well, I would try
weird.
Like you know, because basically those ones that go inside your ear are basically like wearing earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like keeps the pressure in your ear the same, even though you're getting raised up.
That'd be so cool. My buddy had the ones that go in your ear that are Bose.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like noise canceling. They're like a little bigger.
Right.
Those might be.
I think anything that goes in your ear that like blocks the air, like uh-huh. keeps the pressure the same. Even like actual earplugs would probably help.
Well, as soon as this podcast is over, I'm putting these eardrops in.
Okay.
And I'm going to stay on my side for 15 minutes.
See, that whole section of CVS seems like a made-up thing.
I know. You're definitely going into the land of potions at that point.
Yeah, it's like anything that's like a doctor, like Dr. Teal or Dr. whoever.
I just went and bought the most expensive one I could find.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was $20, but the others were like 10. And I was like, well, this will be good. And then this is what happens. I'm dealing with all things for my head right now. I've got to deal with this ear thing. And then my teeth need to be whiter. They're like a little funky looking because I drink so much coffee, I think. And I used to get my teeth whitened by just like these trays and you put the goop in it and you put them in your mouth.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago. And so I ordered these. I thought this was on Amazon. And it's not. I thought it was going to have like a little mouth guard, and you fill it with goop and put and go to sleep with it. But it's not. Look at this. You take these little vials and rub them on your teeth and sit there for 20 minutes.
That's weird.
That seems like it's not going to work, right?
I don't know. The only one I got was my friend who was a dentist said you either get it professionally done, but you should only do it like once a year.
Yeah.
Or you can do. There's Crest white strips, but like the there's like a professional level. They're like $70 or something like that.
Oh, really?
And you put it's like those plastic things. You put them on like every night for 2 weeks or something like that.
Oh boy!
But that's the thing is like, why not just go in there once and get it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go find a place. I'm sure they're. Once you're looking, you're going to realize there's like one on every corner in LA.
Well, that's what they usually want you to do, right? They get you to do the 9 different fluoride rinse and deep cleaning and whitening.
It's all head maintenance. I got to deal with the dentist thing with this weird filling. I got to deal with the whitening thing on my teeth. I got to put the earwax things in my ear holes. I've got to deal with a new prescription for my sunglasses because my prescription changed for my regular glasses.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the head is pretty important. Your head, you need a head.
Right.
When everything important on your head has to be dealt with. The only thing that's not causing me trouble right now is my nose.
It's all your senses.
Yeah, they're all my senses are in the headquarters.
Your
the
head eyes, your ears.
Quarters, and they're all in disarray right now. So that was my Valentine's Day.
What, your wife gets to put the wax in your ear for...
Yeah, no, that's the other thing. All these things you got to kind of do on your own or else the romance leaves your marriage.
Yeah.
You got to shave your own back. I didn't wear glasses for 2 years before I was supposed to because I just didn't want my wife to come in and see me in bed sitting there reading with glasses on.
Right.
I was like, well, how
have them at the end of your nose.
Yeah, right, exactly.
like Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's not like that's not like we're going to enjoy this night. That's
hello, little lady.
Hello, little lady. You mind if I read a little while you nod off? And I was, you know what? Looking back now, I've been wearing glasses for probably 5 years, maybe a little less. I was accurate.
Yeah.
I was accurate. I would say she's less attracted to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because I wore them like a few months before you did on stage.
Right.
And that was like...
I thought I was first.
No.
You wore them first?
Yeah, when we did...
Seinfeld called us the glasses tour.
Right. But that was like... Remember we did that casino in Indiana?
Right.
With Colin Quinn.
I remember.
And that was the first time I wore the glasses on stage. Because I got hit with that little branch thing. So I was kind of like covering it up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was wearing the glasses to kind of cover up this spot, and then everyone liked them. So I was like, oh, I'll just keep wearing them. So it was never like I needed to wear them, but...
So they're not prescription?
They are, but I just don't...
You don't wear them most of the time.
Well, that's what we're... Remember, we're trying to figure out whether I needed them to read or to... Or if it was, like, farsighted. Because I don't need them to drive...
You just need them to read?
I used to wear them for the computer, but I was like, I don't think it makes the words any clearer. And then it turned out that they were for, like, distance.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I go to the Yankee game, I should wear those. But when I'm on the computer, it's not really helping me.
Uh-huh. here you go. Problem with your head.
But imagine doing all this before you had any technology, and you're just like, oh, I guess I can't read anymore.
Yeah, you're just, right, exactly. You're just done. Well, they got on that pretty quick, right? If Benjamin Franklin's running around with his glasses.
A monocle?
Yeah, you know, people were like, I'm going to need to do something with these, with my eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, before any of that, you just died.
Dumbest thing you ever did, being careless for your eyes. Did you ever look at an eclipse?
Like the president?
Or put a firecracker in your ear or something like that?
One time I went to throw a firecracker. My friend lit it, and I went to throw it. And I threw it like a regular baseball throw, and it went mm-hmm. off as my arm was passing my ear.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty loud.
The dumbest one I did was when I was working in the news, we had the copier. I remember, like... That was when people were like, oh, you can copy your butt or do stupid things. So I did everyone was doing a different thing, and I did my face, and I just opened my eyes for, like, a split second, and I was, like, blinded. Like that, remember the copier thing,
yeah,
that
yeah.
big light? Like, I copied my face, and it just got my eyes, and I literally couldn't read the teleprompter that night because of that. I was like, if I end up blind because of this stupid thing.
It's funny. Yeah, no, I never looked at anything stupid. I have a scar on my one eyeball because of, I think, of a pillow fight when I was a kid. So I always have like a smudge I have to look through.
Right.
On that one eyeball. But yeah, I got to get my head in order. Man, earwax, though, you know, it is a problem. Like if it doesn't work, I'm going to... Wednesday will be pretty interesting. So are you going to Ithaca the night before?
Can this go all back to Boom?
The Boom?
The exploding stuff in your... any chemicals in your ears or wearing the goggles?
Probably. are you going
to... Yeah, I'm going...
I don't know where we're staying
early
in Ithaca.
Early tomorrow. But I was
tomorrow?
Gonna, yeah, I was going to help you with the car thing. Because I was trying to figure out...
Oh, right, because we got to drive down to Wilkes-Barre.
Right.
Let's hope there's no snow.
Yeah.
Glee.
Initially, what I was going to do is because that flight that we looked at was, like, crazy after we looked at it. So I was like, I'll fly into Syracuse, or if I fly into Newark, then I can, like, pick up a car and bring it back to the same spot. But then I'd have to drive up from Newark, and I just don't know if I have enough time, so.
But you're going 2 days before.
One day, because my college team's in a playoff, in the basketball playoffs.
Oh,
so I'm going to see the game tomorrow
night.
So
you're going to walk out on the court like Michael Jordan. They're going to shine a light over at you.
No,
Paul Morris, he's here.
It'll be just the playground legend kids will be like, hey. Isn't that Paul Morrissey?
That's exciting. Who are they playing?
It's another like upstate team, like Buffalo or something like that. It's the State University SUNYAC playoffs.
Is there? And if they win that,
They move on to like the NCAA stuff.
Oh, exciting!
But But then I just watched my high school team play, too, through the magic of technology.
The internet?
Me and my parents and my brother all watched my high school team play in the conference championship, which they battled and lost. But but it was kind of cool because our town is like, it's so funny because the guy who's coaching the team now, played for my dad, and was my freshman coach. And then every kid on there is like the son of somebody I went to school with or a teacher or something. So it's like the same seven or eight names that everybody knows. That's so amazing. It's kind of funny.
That's so cool. We're playing at the Hangar Theater in Ithaca.
Yeah, Ithaca's a cool, like, artsy town. Like, Cornell is there, Ithaca College.
Oh, right. So they're going to have a good bakery there.
Yes. It's a very, like, a lot of smart people from Cornell are there. It's actually a huge agricultural thing. The I forget what there's, like, a big major that's, like, you know, it's not, like, a hick thing, but it's, like, the farming technologies, like, growing stuff and... Nice. Animal genetics and all that kind of stuff is like a big major there because there's a lot of farmland.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe my daughter will go there. Wineries? I don't see us doing that.
No.
Breweries? Maybe. Farm to Fork Ithaca? Maybe. Ice cream and dessert shops? Ithaca Bakery? Maybe that's something. Sweet Melissa's. I like that.
Well, where's it have you? My guess is the airport is like far from, not far, but like not close to where you would stay.
The airport?
You'd probably go. There's like Ithaca Commons, which is kind of the downtown. You know what's funny is Hal Roach, you know, the old Little Rascals guy?
Yeah. And Laurel and Hardy guy.
Yeah. He's from there. And so do you remember the. There was the Little Rascals thing when they have this like train car and it's just racing down the hill,
mm-hmm.
and then like the boxing glove is like punching people on the side. That's Ithaca.
Oh, really?
They have this huge hill that goes. It's so super steep for like a half a mile.
That's hilarious.
And so
that's comedy legend.
Yeah, Rod Serling is from Ithaca too.
Here's the thing of Ithaca. Ithaca restaurants, it shows a man, a woman. This is on the Visit Ithaca website. It shows a waitress bringing a burger to a guy that looks like it's got 12 pounds of fries sticking out of it. The burger is so big it has like a, not a steak knife, like a giant knife you would cut bread with, holding it all together. It's just, I think we could eat well while we're there.
Well, it's kind of on the cusp of, like, let's say a place like Rochester.
Right.
They have a garbage plate.
Right.
And Ithaca, you might have, like, some kind of, like, amazing chef that wants to live there just because it's a cool place to live.
All right. Well, you're on Ithaca. We're coming. And we're going to be at the Hangar Theater. So whatever... You know, my whole thing is I like to stay near the theater and near my prerequisite for staying in a place is can I walk to a good coffee shop?
Right.
Because that answers a lot of questions. That means that there's people around. That means that there's, of course, coffee. We could stay in a cabin or we could camp. Would you like to camp in Ithaca in February?
No, that's the whole... That's what people don't get about growing up there. It's like, why would I want to be outside in the woods?
We're getting Lyme disease. This is going to be a fun. And then we go to Wilkes-Barre, and I think there's only one hotel there.
Scranton and Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, but I think we're in Wilkes-Barre. This is going to be quite a trip.
Yeah, so you can see the...
Oh, I just want to know where the good bread is in all of these places. I made bagels again last night for the people who were visiting us. And, you know, you can just tell. They'll tell. Most of the time they'll tell you things are good, but then when they can't control themselves and they have to keep eating them, then you know you got something good.
Yeah, everyone seems to love them.
Yeah, that's three times. So we have a little consistency going.
Well, here's what I'm looking at, Tom. It's the Ithaca is the bottom of the Finger Lakes.
Yes, I've been around the Finger Lakes before on my motorcycle as a boy. And when I say boy, I mean like 20.
So there's also like, so you got Cornell University, which is a huge, prestigious Ivy League university.
Oh, they're going to love us there.
And then you've got Ithaca College, which is the biggest sports broadcasting thing. Like, every guy on ESPN went to Ithaca or Cornell.
Oh, really?
From Chris Berman to Mike Tirico to anybody you can think of.
Really?
They all went there. Bill Pito.
We could sell a lot more tickets in Ithaca. I'm looking at the thing. There's a lot on the sides. There's some in the middle. We got to. How are we going to get?
Mobilize? We can.
Yeah. How are we going to mobilize Ithaca? How do you reach the people of Ithaca? We've never performed there, but they've got to know who we are.
Do we have a?
How do we let them know?
You could actually.
Newark is sold out, but Ithaca and Wilkes-Barre. How do we get to those good people?
Ithaca people.
Got to keep tweeting.
Yeah, it's College Town, so we've got to get on Reddit or something, right?
Yeah, but College Towns usually know, like, NPR. They'll know us from there.
They sound like a walk-up crowd.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe because it's so cold. All right, Ithaca, we're coming.
We're coming. We're.
If you don't come to the show, I'm not buying bread. There, I said it.
It looks like the theater is basically in the park at the bottom of the Finger Lake. It's like the most beautiful spot. Like,
it is beautiful honestly. Up there. But now, in this time of year, it's not going to be much to look at. It's going to be cold and gray. Am I right? Or am I right?
I don't know, man. I think compared to, like, Wichita, it's going to be nice. But who knows?
I mean, it'll be beautiful. I'm not saying that.
I did have to scrape my windows in Wichita.
You did?
It was a hard, yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was like rock bottom, man. They always put that ice scraper in the rental car, and I'm like, I'm not using that stupid thing. And then it was like, there's no way to get to the airport without it. Can't see.
Brutal.
That sound of the...
What time did you leave Wichita?
Wasn't too bad. I got to sleep in, so I think my flight was like noon or something.
Ugh, so gross. That was me. I left around 11. I hate it. So many more people there.
Yeah.
I know we keep having this discussion over and over again, but first flight out. But I didn't have it in me to leave for the airport.
Well, all the early ones were canceled. I was lucky that I had the later one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like ice. The whole thing was everything was ice. So it was like Minneapolis, Wichita, these places had airport delays. Like, you could change your flight for free and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. Maybe Ithaca is like a Facebook town. We'll have to tell them on Facebook that we're coming.
Yeah, we'll post. I'm trying to think if there's radio stuff there.
I don't mean to brag, but I've been running about 3.5 miles now.
Oh, yeah?
With regularity.
No ankle sprains yet?
No. The key is not to go super fast. And by that, I mean kind of slow.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez, Tom.
Just had a stroke talking about
it. Are you dizzy? Are you okay?
My ear.
It's the inner ear?
Yeah, I'm... maybe I can say it. Yeah, I think I can. Paul.
You're going to run a marathon?
I'm a runner. Yep.
After a week?
A week? I've been building it up. My Apple Watch doesn't lie. I've been at least 3 times a week for a month.
You got to, you dress too well. You gotta have like some kind of fuchsia sneakers on. You gotta have warm up pants.
You mean when you're not running?
Yeah, that's the whole the whole runner's lifestyle. You've gotta have.
I can't do that.
Bengay in your pocket.
You have ailments.
A power bar, some Gatorade goo gel.
I did try and run in Silverthorne.
Mm-hmm.
In the gym.
Maybe that's why your ears
like,
messed
up. It was snowing
up.
Like crazy. After running every day outside, it's tough to go into a hotel fitness center and run on a treadmill.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? when I'm in this situation, I should be lifting weights because I don't have the weights at home. I'm like, this isn't the, I can't run on a treadmill looking at nothing.
But it is easy. It's three songs, 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
So just like a mile and a half?
It's 2 miles. How slow are you running?
2 miles?
You can't do a 7-minute mile?
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, I could, but I'm not.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the lowest that I got.
Don't you need like the at least 20 minutes of workout for it to be beneficial?
I don't know. I think when I used to do the treadmill thing, I would do like 15 and like 5-minute warm up. Like 5 minutes walking and then run for 15 minutes. And then
I don't know. I don't know how people do it. I used to do it, but in a big gym, it's the hotel. A mediocre hotel's fitness center is a rough place.
Right.
It does not, there's nothing inspiring about that. It's drudgery. It doesn't look good. It doesn't smell good. Fox News is just yelling at you the whole time. It's, there's one other guy with a heart condition. But lifting weights and doing that kind of thing was pretty fun.
But early on, when you're first getting hotels paid for free and stuff like that, it's exciting. Yeah. She's like, wow, look at this. Orange juice is free.
Ryan Hamilton was staying in Columbus, Ohio. And there's a club there. And there's like a big shopping area. And on one end is a Courtyard Marriott. And the other end is like a high-end Hilton. And I played that club years ago. And I saw he was there. And he posted something. And I texted him immediately. I said, you've got to change your room. They'll change your room. One time I was there. In this lame hotel, depressing. They changed. I got my wheelie bag. I marched all the way down into the nice hotel on the other end, and it changed my life. It changed the whole perspective for the weekend. Yeah, it was like, oh, they actually have food, and I don't hear the guy sneezing next to me. It was like a big deal, and you just have to ask. Sometimes in life, right. You just have to ask, and they're depending on you not asking. But they're happy to accommodate if you do ask. It takes...
But you have to know that, like, sometimes
you
got to
know what the options are. And so I come in like a guardian angel and tell him he couldn't do it. He was so frightened.
What?
He was so frightened. I don't want to be a bother. I'm like, Ryan, you're a star. Change your hotel. I don't know. You know, maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of comfortable. Maybe next time. I called him 3 times from Colorado. He would not. He would not do it.
That's funny.
I know. I'm like, come on, treat yourself. And then the next morning, I get a text from Rachel Feinstein saying she's in San Francisco and she just changed her room, totally unprompted. She changed her room and how happy she is. Like, it changed the city for her.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. You
know, it's a big deal, like, what your environment is.
Right.
Even, like, with your own place, like, your own home, like, your own office. You know, you can have no care at all for it, and it gets kind of like lame, and you feel lame.
Mm-hmm.
You jazz it up, you move stuff around, you clean some stuff out.
Yeah.
Put a poster of Farrah Fawcett on the wall. All of a sudden, your life is feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's I'm trying to figure out how I feel about the because you when you go to New York, you found this place that you love.
Mm-hmm.
That you always stay. Yeah. So is that where you're staying this time?
Yeah. I stay there because I know how the lamps turn on. I don't want to have to fiddle around and learn a new lamp.
So I haven't taken this trip in a while, and I'm there for the couple days. So the big thing that's sucked about New York is I really had it cracked to where I could find some deals and stuff like that, and then everyone started doing that stupid resort fee.
Oh.
So it's like an extra $40 a night.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're like, oh, this is $89, and then it's like, no, it's
really $300. Yeah.
So
what about Ari Shaffir? Don't you normally take his place?
Well, he's going to be there.
Oh.
But I found a place on Bowery and Bleecker.
Nice. It's a good area. That's
now it is. But yeah. But it's like there's no resort fee.
Ooh.
But it's like a Best Western.
Okay.
But the reviews are good. It's on Hotel Tonight. So even the fact that it's on there
means
it can't be too crappy. But it'll be interesting to see how.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's $60.
$60, you might get stabbed.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It was marked, it was like 150 down to like 61 just
that's
for
good.
This. So I'm like, either I got like the greatest deal ever, or I just walked into like a murder.
That's funny. Well, when you're in New York for only a couple days anyway.
But not, it's a great not, location, though.
Like, yeah, to but be, you're not even in the room that much.
Right.
You're just kind of in and out.
But you do kind of want to believe that there wasn't like black mold or murder there. Like
murder I could handle. Mold I couldn't. If someone was murdered there, in your bed might be a problem. But if it was, like the, you know, I don't mind a good hotel haunting.
Yeah,
that's kind of fun. Get up and see some weird woman just float through the hallway.
Well, it's cool to like
an old
find new places because it feels like your neighborhood for like that couple days.
Yeah, that is fun. That is the one. That is the one thing about. Well, this week actually, when I go in. I'm staying in my place for a couple days, and then I have a gig at the end of the week that's up at this fancy hotel in the Time Warner building.
Oh, okay.
And they're putting me up there for two nights, so I'm going to be moving.
Nice.
And that's totally on them, mm-hmm. and it's one of the nicest hotels I've ever... The Mandarin Hotel?
Oh, right, yeah. That's great.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
But that thing ruined the whole city for me, that resort fee.
Like, yeah, it's I know.
They
well,
had
that's
the
New York. You have to be a millionaire to stay there for more
the
than
the Emeritania,
night.
Where you stay for Letterman, was like $80.
Right.
But it has this stupid $50 thing, and it's like, man.
Those bastards.
Just knock me out of that tax bracket.
God.
But we'll see.
Well, you'll make $20 on the Come to Papa show on Tuesday. So
but if I could stay for 3 days in New York for $150...
I would.
We'll see.
Yeah, that would be the greatest accomplishment ever.
We'll see.
You know, your flight thing is under scrutiny.
What?
Under
oh,
attack.
Yeah.
Skip lag?
Yeah.
That that app to help
right.
you book flights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The airline is. They were first trying to sue Skip lag.
They already lost, yeah.
And now.
United lost.
And now now they're suing a
they're
passenger.
Trying to sue the guy, yeah.
A passenger who took it.
Which they still can do. Like you
I
just
don't think they'd be able to.
Yeah. They're just mad. All they have to do is change the practice. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it saved me $400 last week.
It's amazing.
I took the flight.
So you take a flight, you go on skip lag, and you book a flight. Like if you want to go to New York,
mm-hmm.
you basically book a flight that goes to Detroit by way of New York, and you just jump off in New York.
Right, or this,
right?
Like the big, like for some reason, flying to Buffalo is like nothing.
Uh-huh.
So you go L.A. to Buffalo for $200, but
right.
it goes through New York City. So you just get off at New York, but the L.A. to New York might be $400.
Right.
So it's like literally twice as much.
It's a connecting flight that you're not traveling
right.
the full distance on.
So your big thing is like you can't check a bag.
Your goal is that your final destination is the connecting flight.
Right.
Right.
And but they jack up the prices because they know more people want to go to New York City than Buffalo.
They do.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's their whole loophole. It's like enough people know now that they're gouging prices that they either have to change it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to sue somebody for finding a cheaper rate on your flight, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what grounds they're trying to sue the guy.
So they United tried to sue the guy who created it, and they lost. So,
right, right. So now their strategy is to go after the guy. It was a big article in the Times. So,
yeah, it seems, I mean... Until they change the prices to, like, the same, but they're not going to do it because they're making so much extra money.
It really is so all over the map. Like, you can literally get to New York for $150 and then pay $600.
Well, that's what completely changed with the flight that I was taking. Like, I wanted to go in and out of Burbank. And it's like, with Southwest, even though it's super cheap, in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
if you do last minute, it's always like $400 or $500 now.
Amazing.
And all the other airlines, you can get cheaper flights the last minute because of skip lag, because they're trying to fill these, you know.
And then you go to places like Ithaca and Wilkes-Barre where you better have a car.
Right.
All right, everybody. Well, this was a nice podcast. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it? I hope you did. If you're a subscriber to Patreon, your bonus podcast is coming toot sweet. And everybody else, thank you for listening. We'll see you out there. Tell your friends in Ithaca and Wilkes-Barre that we're coming. And enjoy your life.